You are gonna love this one. This one's gonna go viral. In fact, it's already starting to. If you're a girl in high school and you feel uncomfortable undressing in front of a boy, which did not work out so well in Loudoun County, Virginia, where they let boys into the girls' changing and restrooms, and one of them put on a skirt and went and raped a girl. Teacher walked in the middle of it and gave them their privacy. She thought it was consensual. It wasn't, turned out. So what did they do when their transgender policy was exposed for the absolute debauchery that it was? What any good liberal would do. Lie, hide it, and move the boy in a skirt on to another high school where he did it again. Gotta love the left, y'all. And they're determined if they just try harder, it will work this time.
Yeah.
Kind of like socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If they just do it right, it will work this time. Well, they got a new version of it. You're going to love this one. From where else? California. The Temecula Valley Unified School District has come up with a new plan. So they've got these boys that want to change with the girls and want to hang out in the girls' restroom. They say they are girls. Well, what if the girls don't like that? Well, they've offered a way out for the girls. All they got to do to avoid being suspended for discrimination for refusing to get naked in front of a boy is sign a mental health exemption. They have to declare themselves on the mental health exemption document mentally ill. Put their signature under that. Yes, ma'am, mentally ill. And you can get a mental health exemption, Lee. Not the boy, yeah. You.
Who thinks or at least wants to claim that they are not the gender that they are down there.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah. it's the normals that have to declare a mental health issue.
Two school board members pushed this. You should go on my feed and watch The Face of Evil here. I'm not kidding. This creepazoid school board member, this dude, sitting there leering at the mom who says this, and she makes a very good point about what the left is doing here. Because you're signing a form declaring yourself mentally ill. If you want to go and work in our military, mm-hmm. our intelligence, I'm finding this out because I have a kid who does, you have to sign a thing. They can go get all your health records, all your school records, and it makes sense. You don't want crazy people in the military, right? Well, think about the cost of this. If you don't want to be there naked with a boy, you have to declare yourself mentally ill, and then they'll let you use a separate non-gendered changing room. In other words, you don't have to change with the opposite gender. Take a listen. This is this Temecula mom losing her mind at the school board meeting.
Girls should be free to change in their own safe spaces, free from biological boys. Their other alternative? Shaming the girls into filing a mental health exemption that would jeopardize their future security clearances and their careers for life. Melinda, you asked via social media for a better alternative, and a common sense solution was provided. If a biological boy does not feel comfortable changing in a boy safe space, he should seek a mental health accommodation, and he should not be allowed willy-nilly, pun intended, to occupy a girl's space.
Yeah, they want you to ruin yourself for life.
And that's the point of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. They want you to they want to exact a huge price for you to ignore what they think is right.
Can you imagine that? Signing something declaring yourself mentally ill because you are one of the 80% that disagree with the left on this?
There ought to be some lawsuit that kicks that out if they try to enforce that. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. To me, there should be like a class action lawsuit against this district because, you know, that has a pending future harm to anyone who signs that.
Ooh, good point. Text rates in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. information like that could also affect them if they decided to purchase a firearm in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, good point.
When they run a background check, hey, you declared yourself mentally ill because you disagree with the left.
Well, good luck trying to buy a firearm in California anyway. You need extra help.
So pointless. Yeah. Texter writes, that mom will be doxxed and her life will be destroyed. The left controls social warfare. Oh, I don't know. I think we're winning this one now. Yeah. It's trending on X. Yeah. All hell is about to rain down on these school board members' heads, and it should. He's leering at her. I mean, it's creepy. I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, I hope he's not around kids. He's on the school board. Anyway, folks, I bring this stuff up because we can all laugh at California because they're so delusional.
But
everything you see them try, everybody watching this on the left right now, trend on X is we are outraged. It's like, I want this in my state.
Yeah.
I want to force conservatives. Jed, I want to force them to declare themselves mentally ill. You will see this at the national level if they get power. I'm just painting a picture of where they're going.
Or in Charlotte or Charleston or, you know,
Yeah. And I mean, when you look at what is just going on in the last week, this whole mental illness angle, I mean, Loudoun County is still, I just talked about Loudoun County, the boy in the skirt rapes his first girl. And they just move him to another school. Don't warn anybody there. And he sexually assaults a second girl. Remember, his dad was the one, dad was the one who was, had to be wrestled to the floor at the school board meeting because he's screaming about his daughter being raped. And then remember, all of the liberal media played it without the audio as a demonstration of how white supremacist MAGA was out of control at school board meetings and we needed an FBI crackdown.
And as the school board denied it, even though they knew it was true.
Lied about it. Loudoun County last week, this is crazy, just to catch you up on where they are. They had some boys. There's a girl now who wants to change with the boys in one of their schools or one of their high schools. Some of the boys refused to undress in front of her, filed a complaint. There was three of them filed the complaint because the girl was in there naked. She's intact. She hasn't changed herself in any way, right? Two of them were suspended for, get this, sexual harassment.
No, wait a minute.
The boys. She comes in there and gets naked. And they are suspended for complaining about sexual harassment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, sexual harassment. And she took pictures.
She took pictures of what?
Well, okay. She videoed them because they were objecting to her being in there. And they were very polite. And they were like, hey, you know, please get out of here. Well, you're not allowed to film in the changing room, period. And so the girl got in school suspension. They got out of school suspension. Now, listen to this. If they want to come back, they have to complete a plan to help them confront their sexual prejudice and their sexism.
Okay. So these kids, they need to go to a private school then. I mean, just check out. I mean, that's just absolutely.
Loudoun County, Virginia.
If they actually try to enforce that, check out. You're done. This is not a place where you need to be.
Well, the parents are suing, so I hope that they all get a nice new McMansion.
Yes, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Now, I didn't tell you the punchline. Notice I said there were three boys who complained, but there were only two that were suspended.
Hmm.
Want to know the punchline?
Let's hear the punchline,
Tara. The third is a Muslim. He said it was his religion. They didn't suspend him. See how this works?
Yeah.
Well, when you're from a group.
Oppressed group.
Exactly. That votes, Sunni, over 90% for Democrats, then you know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
But if you're white male, well, you're problematic. You're voting, you know.
Who may have also had a theological, religious objection to this as well. But of course, they're not an oppressed group.
Right.
Because if you're a white male Christian, then you are the oppressor.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if the two other boys made a religious argument or not. I don't know. But I know the third one did. And he said he was Muslim. And they're like, you're good. Vote Democrat. See ya. So this is where the left is today. But I got news for him. Their comeuppance is coming because the most glorious thing happened in Canada. You know, I mentioned this briefly yesterday. And this is going to become a problem, okay? Pro-Hamas Palestinian activist shut down a gay pride demonstration in front of the Commonwealth. Violently. Now, nobody hit anybody or got hurt. They simply physically shoved them out of the way.
Well, that's still assault in this country.
Yeah, and they had to shut it down before the violence broke out. So this is Canada, right? Now, you got the left eating the left here. And they're like, and they shut it down because they're like, no, we don't tolerate homosexuality. Sorry. Okay, why would pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian Muslims think they could do that in Canada. What has changed that that's beginning to happen? Well, they have had the free speech crackdown rules there, where there are specific groups that you can literally not criticize on social media, Muslims among them. So they feel very comfortable. Anybody who criticizes this, they are the right people. Those are the wrong people. They could face a potential prison sentence. So they're like, well, hey, we got supremacy now. We do what we want. This is what the law says. We win the debate because it's not allowed to be had. So we're going to shove you guys out of the public square because we don't like homosexuality.
Well, you got two protected groups there.
Yep.
So which one trumps the other?
Oh, you got me. I don't know. I'd love if you're one of my liberal trolls. Can you tell me? Because I get lost. Who is higher right now in your oppressor rankings? Is it Muslims or LGBTQ? Do you know? Does it change by the month? Do you even know? Who trumps who? I mean, who has to bow to who? I don't know. A lot of the LGBTQ people, Lee, were white. So it may be
that's problematic, yeah.
That is problematic, yes. So they either need to change that or they maybe second class citizens. But they're also LGBTQ. So I don't know.
And
I don't
it is have in Canada, so that's further complicated.
Yes, it's all very confusing. But anyway, that is where it stands. This morning, I'm telling you, the left is going to reap what they're sowing. They always do. And the results are hilarious. Folks, total unmitigated win. Folks, my entire life, I've never seen us win in the culture war, ever. In fact, it was largely understood that the country's just culturally moving left, godless, heathen, and there's nothing that can be done. I would have told you that. I'm like, how do you reverse this? How do you put it back in the can? But we have been. Massive win yesterday with Cracker Barrel. Massive win. Here's the CEO explaining what she was trying to do.
Our goal is to take what people love about Cracker Barrel and open the aperture a little bit so that more people love Cracker Barrel. So we want to appeal to all generations.
Uh-huh. Yeah, by taking the white, clearly Southern-looking guy off the logo, we know what you were doing. We know what you were doing. That was her last week. It failed. But the important thing is how fast it failed. Yeah, it took Bud Light an entire year to decide who it was more terrified of. Its own customers and stockholders, or Barack Obama, the human rights campaign, Vanguard, BlackRock, and all the big liberal hedge funds that if you get a low human rights campaign score, will dump your stock. And what happens when they dump your stock? The value of it goes down. They pound the stock down. Who are you more afraid of? Well, it was them before. We didn't have social media. We didn't have control. The FBI was running social media. We know that now. Folks, the FBI would have never permitted what we just had this last couple of weeks with Cracker Barrel. It would have been squashed like a fly after Adam Schiff ordered it. Or maybe Chuck Schumer would. We learned a few weeks ago Adam Schiff could order the FBI, Democrat Congress member, to simply delete people's accounts, especially people who criticize them. Folks, understand this cultural war battle would not have been possible before 2022. Our win, not possible. Bud Light, not possible. Why? FBI would have squashed it from their headquarters inside Twitter, inside Instagram, inside Facebook. Not anymore. That's why we won. We didn't win because people didn't like it. We didn't win because go woke, go broke. No, that only became a thing after we got our free speech rights back. This is what the FBI was repressing the whole time inside social media. That's why we won. I am just screaming about this because we need to repeat it. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Elon Musk gets out of bed one morning, rolls over, decides he doesn't want to deal with this crap anymore, and says, you know what? I let them censor people in Brazil. I lost that one. I'm going to let them censor you too. We lose. We go back to the way it was. We don't win these things anymore. Our free speech rights still hang by a thread, but look at what we just did. And don't look at it from a customer at Cracker Barrel perspective. Look at it from a CEO perspective. Cheryl Cassoni understands. Stock takes a beating. Why? Because people are getting the truth about the rebrand on X. We're allowed to speak of it because the FBI is out of the way. What happens? Stock takes a nosedive. But this is the important part. When they capitulate to us, the normals, not to the human rights campaign, and say, okay, you can keep the white guy. We won't cancel him. We won't erase him. You can keep your Southern symbols. We won't erase your culture. Then what happens? CEOs are watching this. Stock goes back up. They don't have to wander in the wilderness trying to decide between normal Americans and the human rights campaign and Larry Fink and Vanguard and BlackRock. Bud Light was so terrified they were frozen. Not with Cracker Barrel. It went so much faster. Stock goes back up. And that is a good thing. These executives need to see this.
Now, the stock has been on a tear and a roll since this. Okay, the stock actually closed at about $57 a share last night. That's a jump of 6%. After hours, it rose to $61 per share.
Yes.
I have to say, the stock jumped a little bit in time with this post from when President Trump, the President of the United States, decided to weigh in on the Cracker Barrel story.
Right. So, okay. And that was absolutely part of it. But again, the power of Trump is not because Trump just has power. It's because people can see Trump. They can hear Trump. In 2020, when we lost, he was totally silenced. Todd Pyro gets it. It's going faster. It's getting faster. Why? We are getting stronger because we're free, because we can talk.
They course corrected so quickly.
Yes.
I wonder if you'll see the same backlash that Bud Light.
No, you won't. No, you won't. They corrected quickly. That woke crazy eye CEO. You think she wanted to correct quickly? No. She was hired because she's woke, because the company had gone woke. It was colonized and taken over. It was. Love to get your thoughts on this, by the way. 800-905-0989 is the text line. I want to tell you what I saw yesterday. I saw a comment from a liberal. And I think he was for real. He said, I don't understand this. This seems like such a overreaction by these Americans, by these conservatives, by these people who eat at Cracker Barrel. He said, it seems like an overreaction. And I thought about it, and I realized he was right. It was an overreaction. Wait, what? You agree with a liberal? Yes, I'll tell you why. It's a good thing. Next. Liberal commentator. Noticed this last night on X. Completely, totally, and I think honestly confused. Said this is, this whole Cracker Barrel situation, the changing of the logo, what an overreaction. He just changed the logo. Jeez. And I thought about this. I think they're right. No, I do. Let me tell you why. If Cracker Barrel had proposed exactly this 10 years ago, exactly what it made 10, 12 years ago, what do you think the reaction would have been? I think it would have been very muted. We had enough social media then that people could comment, and social media was actually, you know, as free, if not freer, than it is today. The real censorship hadn't started. Would this have been a big deal? And you know what I thought about it? I don't think so. It'd be some grumbling for sure, but nothing like this. Nothing like the stock drop. Why? Why? Because that was before every single institution we have was infiltrated by the left and corrupted and co-opted like a virus. You know what a virus does? It infiltrates a cell and it changes the function of the cell and forces it to churn out more virus. It has destroyed the NFL, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. What are these things? Uniquely American institutions that we used to love. It's destroyed action movies. It's destroyed commercials. So many big products. Bud Light. So we had nothing left, us normals. Our culture's being destroyed right in front of us. So you take Uncle Herschel off the logo, we freak. You already took the big stuff. You're coming for the smaller stuff. This was an attack on Southern culture. Would we have seen it that way 10, 12 years ago? Not really. It would have been viewed as more like a change up. But we're traumatized. Look at my husband. He's an Eagle Scout, for gosh sakes. Did my boys do Boy Scouts? No, they did not. He was through with Boy. He's just disgusted. Why? He's colonized by the left. By the way, we got to understand what is going on here and what we just defeated. In their culture, which comes from Marx, the party is the center of everything. It is a god. This is why in China, do you know there are not 10 commandments in China? If you're religious, and you're barely permitted to be religious, but if you are, there are only 9. You know which one they removed? Thou shalt not kill, which you'd guess, right? Nope. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Why did they remove that? They were very specific about it. The party takes the place of God. Who is the party? Them. They want to be worshipped. The party has to be at the center of everything. Nothing can exist that is not party-centered. It's what Obama meant when he said, we are who we have been waiting for. He meant, I am who am. That's what he meant. That's what the human rights campaign's about. Putting the party at the center of everything. It's classic Marxism. And if they can't put the party at the center, they are more than happy to destroy it. They don't care. Either outcome is fine until nothing exists. Folks, this is why they go back in their societies and their culture and they rewrite the books, they rewrite the movies. They cut it out and put the party at the center of everything. That's what Politburos are for. That's what the human rights campaigns are for. We just defeated that with Cracker Barrel. It was cultural erasure. Do you know during the Chinese Communist Revolution, they were bringing Pekingese dogs out of their homes and killing them? Why? It was a symbol of Chinese culture. They were killing their dogs. They were made to kill their dogs. You better kill your dog. You don't want to be seen with one of those. Why? You have to destroy the culture. Why? The party's got to be at the middle of everything. That is what this is. And we won. We stopped it. We chop-blocked it. I want to point something out to you. American Eagle. Did you know they made jeans? I didn't know they made jeans. I know now. Sydney Sweeney, who has good jeans. She really does have good jeans. What happened with them? Did they get canceled? No. Stock price okay? Stock price is fine. How's Sydney doing? Really well. She was canoodling with Tom Brady the other day. That's interesting. They both have good jeans. She okay? Oh, yeah, she's doing great. Dunkin' Donuts hired her to do another commercial. Did their stock price drop? Nope. No, they're doing great. They couldn't touch a hair on the head of those American Eagle executives. Not one. They're fine. They're doing great. In fact, Dunkin' Donuts borrowed the good jeans and even put a white dude in one of their commercials. Said he had good jeans too, which he does. He's a good-looking guy. You know what a defeat that is? Now, contrast that with what just happened with Cracker Barrel. What happened to their stock? They tried to go the other way. Oh, that didn't work out. Till they gave up. Then the stock went back up. Lesson has been learned here by CEOs. Believe me, they live and die by that stock price because that's valuation of their company. That's everything. You cannot spend $700 million on a renovation and a liberal woke rebranding and then lose $140 million in market value. This was learned. Those two examples, folks, are going to powerfully reverberate. These are cultural wins for us, something I never thought we'd see. I thought at best we could just arrest the progress of the left and slow it down. We're winning. We're winning. Want to read this really quickly on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, is Cracker Barrel still going to support the LGBTQ agenda? If so, there's really no change. We'll see. I bet it's being discussed right now. Texter writes, we already know they want to eradicate white culture. Not working out for them, is it? Go the opposite way? Sydney Sweeney, American Eagle? Get, I don't know what, $5 billion in free advertising? At least. Texter writes, hopefully social media pressure will get us our America First election promises, stop foreign entanglements and wars, COVID justice, mass deportations. I hope so too. Texter writes, it wasn't just the logo. They were changing the whole interior. Yes, but I think the logo was the most symbolic of kind of what they have done. Texter writes, Tara, we didn't win. They're still changing the sign. Main thing that you see, it doesn't, no, we won. This is a win. This is a huge win. You put this together with American Eagle, Sydney Sweeney, total win. Total win. Texter writes, you are hitting the root, Tara. Yes, I am. Texter writes, as an Eagle Scout, I am ashamed of how the Boy Scouts are now. Really sad how they've turned out. Yes, my husband wanted nothing to do with them. My husband was, I mean, we're talking football in my house every weekend. I would make him a treat for watching, especially the playoffs. And I'd ask him what he wants that week. We haven't had NFL in our house. I mean, he will turn it on during the Super Bowl sometimes if he feels like it and he's done with the lawn. No more. They colonized it and destroyed it. He's just so disgusted. He can't do it anymore. People are tired. That's why they acted this way. That's why they freaked about Cracker Barrel. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm beginning to question whether this Cracker Barrel logo thing was a carefully planned marketing gimmick with massive free publicity for a struggling restaurant chain. If so, hats off, because it strengthened our position. Texter writes, Tara, Bolsheviks and pre-1939 German degradation of society. Yes, they do it again and again. They were socialists. Texter writes, Tara, the sign issue is a distraction of their DEI policies going on in the background. We wouldn't have known about the DEI if it wasn't for the sign issue. Yes. And that is what pushed this over the edge. It made it worse. It made it worse. A lot of people saying, well, it's not a total victory. It didn't complete defeat. No, we did. Every CEO in this country saw this. Go ahead, Bud Light yourself. Not happening. You put that together with Jaguar? Oh, boy. Texter writes, I'm a diehard Levi's fan. I just bought two pairs of American Eagle jeans. I like them. Texter writes, our destruction is so severe that a few small crumbs make us so we are winning. Oh, no, we're winning. We don't have a lot of wins on our belt yet, but we did not have the social media clout until literally, folks, the last year to pull this thing off. Well, I disagree. I would say we don't even know what we could do yet. We got the public on our side. We are 80-20 issues all the way. Normals are with us, and we have just not put another notch in our belt. I think sky's the limit. Sky's the limit for what we can do. No one is above the law, y'all. They told us this for years, as the number of years in prison that Trump was facing climbed and climbed and climbed, 200, and then 300, then 400, 500, 600, and finally ending up at 700 across five cases. Folks, he should be in prison right now. They were counting on it. As they told us, we had to be calm. It was fine. Nobody is above the law. It turns out what they meant was nobody's above the law except for Lisa Cook and Democrats. Folks, I have never seen a clearer cut case of mortgage fraud than this. My husband does this for a living, right? He's got to have continuing education every year. He owns a brokerage. I'll tell you. One of the things they say is you can't lie about residency or you will go to prison. It's really, really clear. In fact, the federal government has sent many people to prison for doing this. Why? It is a form of fraud. It is explicitly against the law. It's not just kind of, well, that's unseemly. No, it's and when you do this back to back, you declare residency in two states for two mortgages within 2 weeks. This is open and shut stuff. This is, we'll send the jury out to deliberate by noon. We'll start at 9. I mean, it's that clear cut. And when you do it, you are defrauding the mortgage company. That's why they do this. You're also defrauding the federal government if they back the mortgage. Why? Because there is a lot more risk in a second property. People have a lot more difficult. I mean, you would lose your job. You can't pay that second mortgage. If it's a renter, you lose the tenant. Good luck. It's hard. I know, I've had rental property. That's why you have got to have that higher interest rate for it. The market cannot function if you commit fraud, like Fed Governor Lisa Cook, who now says because she's Black and a Democrat, Trump is racist for pursuing charges against her, which, yes, are meant to also remove her from the Federal Reserve Board, where she has, as is governor, and has no right to be. You cannot have a fraudster, dishonest felon in that position, no matter what the Democrats say. Here's James Fishback, CEO of Azori on CNBC, explaining this to Americans, why Trump absolutely had the right to remove her, even though she's Black and a Democrat. Two groups that the left would prefer laws and rules and norms not apply to when they are in positions of political power.
Look, Lisa Cook was credibly accused and criminally referred by U.S. Housing Director Bill Pulte last week. Within 24 hours, she put out a statement scoffing it all off, calling it a tweet, and not actually denying the underlying allegation that in the span of 2 weeks, she got two mortgages on two properties, both claiming that they were somehow her primary mortgage. That's called owner occupancy fraud. It is a federal crime, Title 18, U.S. Code 1014. The DOJ prosecutes these cases all the time. She did not bother denying it. Now, here's the truth. Under Section 10 of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the President of the United States, him alone, can remove a member of the Board of Governors, quote, for cause. In the Humphreys executive case before the Supreme Court in 1935, they defined for cause one of three ways: inefficiency, neglect of duty, and in the case of Lisa Cook, malfeasance. Malfeasance, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is wrongdoing. What is more wrong than lying to the American government, lying to a bank, getting two mortgages that you did not deserve, getting an artificially lower rate, an artificially lower down payment, and an artificially higher chance of approval? Lisa Cook's job is to guard against mortgage fraud and to protect the financial system, not to commit mortgage fraud and undermine the financial system.
And Steve, it is quite clear in this report. And by the way, you can find it on the internet. It's the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, 2023. The title is Owner Occupancy Fraud and Mortgage Performance.
Yeah, laws. We're about to find out what the laws apply to Democrats. We don't know at this time. We're conducting a test. And Lisa Cook, along with Adam Schiff, is one of the subjects.